It is in the shelter of others that you can find real, true shelter for yourself. Nothing like starting off the Real BS show with a little distance band.
Yeah, put some distance.
A distance band.
Yeah, distance. Yeah, we. That's a nice song we did. Yeah.
Well, it's finally beautiful outside.
That's true.
Lots of sunshine and it's warming up.
Getting your vitamin D in.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. What do you want to do today?
You know, this is a decade you probably remember more than I did. I was a young pup back in the 80s, but the 80s is a decade that I don't usually enjoy the music, but there's some good music out there, you know?
I don't either. I don't know.
So it's like, you know, we could try. You know, yeah, just try.
I'm sure there's some songs that are good.
Yeah.
You know, can't all be. What was it back then?
A lot of new wave music. New
wave. It wasn't, what's that? The 70s had the.
Disco.
Disco, yeah.
And there was disco in the 80s, too. I don't know, the 80s were a different decade. You had a lot of people experimenting with different things and a lot of flashy colors. Well,
that's every decade.
Oh, yeah.
They don't ever stop.
Just had a vibe to it. I don't know.
You got seven chords and they just go crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep it to the one. You know, it's the other one, too, is you look back at the decade of the 80s, you know, they had a lot of reverb on their vocals and that kind of. It's not too fashionable nowadays, I don't think.
They get all kinds of stuff on their voices. Yeah, no, it never stops.
They have out of tune now, but
doublers, triplers, harmonizers.
But back then, man, they jacked that reverb up high, and so it was kind of weird. But no, we got some good bands out there. We got Mr. with Broken Wings coming up. You know, I mean, that's a
well. That gets me all excited. Yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you pretty much picked all these out. So
you did too.
You did the homework. So
you were like, hey,
a couple. Yeah, yeah.
There were some. I just threw some in there to mess with Bill because you know.
Yeah, you know. It's easy to do.
Yeah,
I'm getting old, yeah. Old and crotchety.
I just remember that I personally remember the wacky songs from the 80s, and I just thought to play them for you because I thought it would be kind of funny to see your reaction. But we're not playing those because they're horrible.
Hey, I read a thing on YouTube. They're saying that if you take a tablespoonful of olive oil every night before you go to bed, you get younger.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I tried it, but it just tasted awful itself.
Are you doing extra virgin olive
yeah,
oil?
Yeah, that's it. I got to just a regular Walmart brand. It don't taste quite so bad.
I didn't want to tell you something.
But it ain't working.
Wow. I'm going to say, Bill,
you're getting older and uglier.
If you're doing extra virgin olive oil, you're not going to get, you know, become more virgin.
I'm 75. I don't even know what that means anymore.
Anyway, that was my bad joke. My one bad joke.
That's a bad joke. Okay, you're done for the day.
I'll keep it clean the rest of the show. Yeah.
All right. So you want to play, what did you say, Broken Wings?
Yep.
I think that'll be a surprise to me.
I think we all have broken a wing a few times, right?
Oh, I'm sure. I probably got a few more to go.
Yeah.
I just squashed my finger yesterday in a log splitter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right on your middle finger.
Yeah, it's all red now. Yeah. I'll probably lose a fingernail.
Oh, no.
Oof, does that hurt?
I bet.
So I'll be one finger playing the bass today.
Yeah.
Just my index finger.
Your guitarist will be wondering why you're flipping them off. You know?
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts. But it'll go away.
Yeah.
I should soak it in olive oil. Maybe that'll help.
Yeah. That would tenderize it.
Castor oil or something like that. Whatever grandma used to use.
Yeah, castor oil. That was a big thing. They used to give you a spoonful of castor oil, right?
Well, she used to rub it on you if you had a sore shoulder or.
Oh, yeah.
She'd rub it right on your skin.
Yeah, the horse liniment works really good for that, too, I found. Because I have a knee that has a lot of pain, and horse liniment works really great.
Huh.
So, yeah. But, yeah, here's Broken Wings.
All right. Well, let's give a listen and see what happens.
Oh, take what was wrong and make it right. You're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. Need you so. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. When we hear the voices sing, the book of love will open up and let us hear. Take these broken wings. You've got to learn to fly. Learn to live, love so free. And when we hear the voices sing, the book of love will open up and let us in. You're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. And when we hear the voices sing, the book of love.
This is the Real BS Show. You know, we're back at it.
You up for some BS?
Yeah, yeah. you know, there's something that, you know, most people probably don't know about you is that you used to do...
There's a lot people don't know about me, but nobody cares, so what's the difference?
No, I think this is something people might care about. Kind of gives you a perspective a little bit about music. You used to do sound where you would record bands and do live shows. You'd set up their sound systems so they could do live concerts and stuff. And I'm sure you met a lot of bands, a lot of artists.
I worked for five presidents. How's that?
There you go. Yeah.
A bunch of senators and governors and a bunch of blowhards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeez, what a joke.
But, you know, you did a lot of audio. You have a lot of experience in that most people have never seen the behind-the-scenes stuff. And
oh yeah, it's a whole different world. Let me tell you.
And I'm sure you've met some interesting personalities that most people would. You met some really good, nice people. I mean, there was people that were really.
There's a few, yeah.
That you were kind of probably surprised or glad to see that they were nice and down to earth. I think you said you said like you did. I think one of them was RFK Jr. Didn't you talk to him?
Oh, I spent a couple hours with him. Yeah. Backstage. Yeah. He was nervous as all get out. Oh, holy smokes!
I can't imagine.
He's talking to a bunch of old ladies up at Chautauqua about oil wells in Africa or something. Yeah. just pretend they're all sitting out there in their underwear. That'll calm you down.
Right.
he thought that was funny.
But you know,
but he was a good guy. I mean, he was really a nice, genuine, straightforward.
Yeah,
he didn't have that rough voice like he has now.
No, back I think then. He came later.
He was a lot younger.
Yeah,
I think that was the '80s or maybe early '90s. I can't remember. Yeah, a couple of hours. I didn't even know who he was.
Right.
Until they announced him, and then he come out. This is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I said, "Holy smokes!" I was talking to a big shot. And I didn't even know it.
Yeah,
but it was very interesting talking to him.
Right,
but he was real nervous about giving a speech to a bunch of old ladies, rich old ladies, I should say.
Oh yeah. Now, like you had other bands too that you did. What were some bands that you can remember from the '80s or whatnot that were
brother.
Good, nice bands, nice people behind the scenes that weren't rude or.
Well, Peter, Paul, and Mary did them a lot, and Mary and Paul were real nice. Peter was an idiot.
But he ran the show, though, didn't he?
Well, he thought he did. He didn't really. Paul did.
Right.
And Mary, she was just very pleasant and a good singer.
Right.
And I did a lot of shows with them. Must have been 20 or so.
Oh, wow.
So we got to know each other real well. I don't know. There's, you know, like Roy Clark, and there's some good people out there that were really, really genuine. What's that guy, John Denver, the guy that crashed his plane?
Yeah.
He was super nice guy. His manager was a total jerk, but he was super nice.
A lot of people have said that. John Denver, he was always approachable. He didn't let it get to his head. He just loved making music and performing for people.
He was just a nice guy, period. You know, just flat out nice, just like you're talking to your neighbor or something, you know. It was really strange, but it was neat.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, the guy's done everything. I mean, he's movies and...
Wrote his own music. You know, he wasn't, I don't think he had too many ghostwriters at all for his music. I think it was all original.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know?
The time I dealt with him... There was a lady astronaut from Russia was there, and they were hanging out together.
Right.
There was a big Russian delegation up there for the whole summer.
Right.
And he was there with her. He brought her out on stage and all this and that.
Hmm.
Just nice people.
Right.
The Russians were beautiful. I mean, they were wonderful people.
Oh, yeah.
You could tell they were rather poor. Their clothing was a little tattered and all that kind of stuff. And their instruments definitely needed work. But, boy, they could play. Ooh.
Yeah.
Super nice. Super nice people.
It's interesting to see, you know, there was a band I found. We're not going to play it today. But there was a band that was from a very third world country, you know, very poor. And they were playing the blues like... Geez, where the heck did they learn to even play the blues from? And then I can't remember the name of the band. I hate to say it, but I was shocked by how talented some people are out there, and just no one knows about them. No one knows who some of these people
are. All you have to do to go to Central Park in New York City and listen to those people play.
Right.
You'll never, ever hear them anywhere else, just there.
Right.
And it's just unbelievable how good people are that, you know... They have no desire to be famous. They just want to play.
Yeah.
And that's the real deal right there.
Right.
So what do you got next here?
We got some Whitesnake. Here I go again.
Whitesnake? Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
What's that guy's name? The big hair guy out front.
I can't remember his name.
Roth or Ross?
No, that's a different guy. I'm not sure. I'd have to look it up. Let me look it up real quick here. You're talking about Whitesnake. Whitesnake...
Roth, I think. I don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe. I think he might have died. David Coverdale was his name. Yeah, he was the lead singer of... he was also in Deep Purple for a while, too, for like 3 years.
Huh.
Yeah, he died in... looks like he died. Oh, he's still alive. Never mind, he's not dead. he's still alive. They're an interesting band. I'm not a huge fan of them, but I always thought they kind of sound like Led Zeppelin a little bit. You know, maybe I was on purpose, but yeah. Yeah, David Coverdale. He's still alive. So
there was somebody else that was, he jumped from.
David Lee Roth, yeah.
David Lee Roth.
Yeah, he was the lead singer of Van Halen. I think they
Van Halen, him. And then he switched over to Zone. Something. I don't know who.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what you're talking about.
I thought that's who this was.
Oh no, this is Whitesnake. Wow. So.
Okay, well, turn it on, turn it up, and whatever. I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been. Hanging on the promises and songs of yesterday, and I've made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time. Here I go. Searching for an answer, I never seem to find what I'm looking for. Lord, I pray you give me strength to carry on, 'cause I know what it means to walk along the lonely street. Going down the only road I've ever known. That's the Real BS Show. Let's do a little, let's do a quickie. I saw this one that says by Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Owner of a Lonely Heart. Yeah. Sable, Rick and Brian Butler used to do that song really, really well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's amazing. But anyways, let's listen to that one.
Yeah.
That's an 80s song.
Yes.
BS Show coming at you on a sunny Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, and that was Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Good bunch of players.
Yeah.
The next one is...
Shout.
Oh, Shout.
Tears for Fears.
Okay, that I don't. I'll probably recognize it when I hear it, but I don't remember.
Yeah,
I don't remember exactly what it is.
Well, this is what this is. It's a memory lane for both of us because this is where I think we kind of cross over. So.
Well, I mean, I might remember it, but I didn't know it was in the 80s.
Yeah.
I just heard it someplace.
Right.
Okay, let's do it.
Shout, shout.
There you go.
Shout.
Huh. 80s song, huh?
Yeah.
And we're going to do all 80s songs today.
That's right. The 80s. Okay. Kind of, you know, reviving the 80s, you know. Maybe reflecting on the 80s, you know. That might be the word.
It's so far long ago, I can't remember nothing.
Yeah, that's a long time for me, you know. It's, you know, I was, when the 80s ended, I was 7.
You know, the clock never stops. It keeps going and going and going.
One of the odd things is ever since I, you know, as I'm getting older, that it feels like time's flying faster and faster every day.
Yeah.
Like, where'd the day go? It's right now. It's like...
Wait till you hit 75. You'll see it go real fast.
It's 1 p.m. now. I didn't even know the time went where to go, you know? But sweet dreams. Do you have dreams, Bill?
Oh, yeah. Quite a bit.
Yeah.
I can't remember half of them when it's over, but... Yeah. Stupid, crazy stuff. I don't know.
But do you sometimes have sweet dreams?
No, that I know of. No. I don't know.
Well, that's our next song, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe this will jar my memory.
There you go.
All right, play it. Show
Sweet Dreams.
A sunny Thursday afternoon, finally.
Yeah.
And warm out.
It's a heat wave.
Oh, it's just wonderful.
It's refreshing to feel the sun and the heat.
In the last couple of days, I split up all kinds of wood. I probably did at least 2 full cords.
And you didn't freeze either. That's the best part.
No, it was perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
T-shirt weather, you know?
Yeah. Well, not quite that good, but...
It's getting there. It's getting
almost,
there.
Almost, yeah.
You know, the 80s, to me, it's a weird decade. It had a lot of weird things, you know, about it, looking back. But there's one song, I think, that defines, to me, the 80s. Take on Me.
This next one?
Yeah, the next one, yeah. Take on Me.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's the best 80s song. I might be, you know, biased. I don't know. I was born in the 80s, so this one just kind of hits the spot, you know.
Well, everybody's different, so.
Yeah.
Whatever works, works.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll hit this one up next. Take on Me.
All right. The biggie right there, huh?
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot of good songs from the 80s, you know.
Some bad. I'm sure.
But that one just kind of hits the spot. Just hits the spot, you know. I don't know, Bill. There's a lot of talking heads out there, aren't there? You know, in the world.
I think you're setting me up for something there.
Yeah, just a lot of talking heads. And this must be the place for it, you know, in the world. It
must be the band that's coming up here, huh? He's slippery devil.
It's like a dad joke. It just never ends.
I can tell when you're doing that.
Yeah. No, you're catching on quick. You're a good learner, you know.
All right. Well, let's hear the Talking Heads. That's an 80s song.
Yeah.
Got any more 80s songs?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think one of the bands that's probably, you know, a lot of people do know, but I personally think is another top 80s band is the Dire Straits. They're just a banging band.
Yeah, they were big time, yeah.
Very tight. And
I wonder what ever happened to them.
That's a good question. You know, I wonder if they're, you know, they're probably still around, aren't they? You know, I mean, have to be. You know, it's like, you know, they were. This is were. So that means they must have broke up or something. You know, Mark Knopfler.
Mark Knopfler.
Yeah, Knopfler. He's still alive. so is his brother. I think his brother. John A. Isley still alive. Pick Winters, he's still alive. I mean, I wonder what happened, you know. They did have some reunions, I guess. You know, there's some reunion speculations.
Well, and, they were good. They were good.
You know. I mean, you know, there's a certain point where I guess, you know, you get tired of being in the band together, you know, and just need to go your own ways. And
yeah, you take the money and run.
There you go.
Yeah. You can go get a ranch out in Montana someplace. Yeah. And
kind of just hide. Kick back and relax, you know. Yeah. You don't have to be touring all the time. I mean, I'm sure you did touring, right? You know?
And, oh, yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's not for everybody being on the road.
Terrible. It was awful.
You know? Hauling that gear around, playing every night, going to different places and eating crap food, you know, it's like, it's not for everybody.
Definitely not for anybody, I don't think.
No. But, yeah, we'll play some Dire Straits, Walk of Life.
All right.
Thank you.
there we go.
Yeah. Very familiar.
Well, if you're ever in dire straits, you know, you could always rely on them.
Yeah. So what else exciting you got for us?
You know, we got the Pet Shop Boys. You know, I always thought they were more of a 2000s band. I didn't realize they were from the 80s. I hate to admit that. I didn't know. You know, that's one of those bands I just never paid attention to.
I have no clue. I have no clue to Pet Shop Boys. I don't know. Yeah. I might recognize this once I hear it, but
yeah.
I have no idea what the... They have one song or...
Oh, multiple. A bunch of them, yeah. I never paid attention enough, to be honest. It's a different type of genre, but I like the bass in this song. It's kind of a nice groove to it.
Well, let's do it.
Doing it. think we're at the end.
You had enough of the 80s?
Yeah, we have two more.
I kind of two more songs?
Yeah, it kind of defines the 80s too, I guess, in some ways. One is a hit that everybody knows and probably is a national anthem of a certain country. And then, you know.
Well, who's the band?
Men at Work.
Oh, that sounds like Australia.
Yeah. They have more than one hit, and that's, you know, everybody knows this next one. Of course they know this next one. It's, you have to. It plays in your head all the time. But the next one up there is a good hit, too, I think.
You know? Let's end the show with that, and I'm going to go outside and get some sunshine.
Yeah, get some suntan going, yeah. You know, get some vitamin D.
Yeah, there you
go. Watch the birds. They're coming back, you know.
I saw some robins today. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good sign.
Did you know that there's some people that think birds are not real? They're spies, like, you know, the government's watching us, you know?
Yeah. It must be Democrats.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, what I'm waiting for is the frogs. When the frogs start barking, then you know it's springtime.
That's true.
They haven't done it yet, so.
It's coming. It's coming.
You've got to warm up overnight, I guess.
And, when they come out.
When they come out, they sound like a bunch of ducks out there.
You'll have to record the audio of that, and we can play it, you know?
Yeah.
As a background thing, you know?
Yeah, you wouldn't believe those are frogs making that noise.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
All right, let's do, what'd you say this was?
Men at Work.
Men at Work, yeah. Wow.
Two songs by them.
Okay, till next week.
Yeah.
We'll see y'all. I'd like to say hello to Nancy Taylor, Rob Potnick, Mike Hutzel. There's got to be one more person today.
Yeah, there's probably way more than that.
Mary Jo and Hallie.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris, he listens too. He says he likes to listen to our shows. I was shocked when he said that.
Yeah.
He's a Bob Dylan fan.
Wow.
And so anyways, yeah, there's people, you know, spread around. I just can't remember everybody's name.
Well, we had listeners all over the world, you know.
Yeah, at one time there, that's for sure.
We don't check, really.
We don't check anymore. But
I can, but I just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, heck with it.
We put it out to the airways. Maybe aliens are going to be listening to it.
Yeah, knows, right. We get the government listening to us. We get thrown in jail or something.
Who knows? Might piss off the wrong person.
Yeah, right. Okay, Men at Work. Here we go.
sound. Tiptoe across the floor. If he hears, he'll knock all day. I'll be trapped, and here I'll have to stay. I've done no harm, I keep to myself. There's nothing wrong with my state of mental health. I like it here with my childhood friend. Here they come. Follow me. It's not the future that I can see. It's just my fantasy.